Hurricane Irma is throwing a wrench in Florida's spending for the coming year, and lawmakers were already facing a daunting challenge crafting a balanced budget. I'm Nick Evans. State lawmakers got the bad news weeks ago. Forecasts project only about $50 million for new projects in the coming year. Thursday, state economist Amy Baker reiterated the state's precarious situation for Senate budget drafters.
So what we're looking at is appropriations growth over the three-year period averaging about 4.9% per year, and revenue growth over the three-year period averaging about 3.7% per year. So that's the problem. That's why there's a structural imbalance. Our budget, as we've been growing it, is projected to grow faster than what our revenue growth would give us.
It's the third year running of almost impossibly meager outlooks. But Baker points out her team calculated those figures before Hurricane Irma.
So instead of the $52 million balance that you had coming out of September 15th, you now are negative by $145.1 million.
The outlook could improve somewhat based on matching funds from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. But Appropriations Chair Jack Latvala admits it doesn't look good, and he bristles somewhat at how Florida Governor Rick Scott is spending money under his emergency powers.
Well, it's pretty dim. I mean, you know, we don't really have any extra money. We've had some money spent on our behalf lately that's even making it a little tighter.
The governor's spending comes from reserves, and Latvala doesn't oppose dipping into the rainy day fund after a major storm, but he questions putting money toward interest-free citrus loans while opioid deaths mount.
I asked for $20 million on an emergency basis to get us through the rest of this year. I'm still waiting. People are still dying. Nobody's dying with because oranges fell off of a tree. And so I think we need to treat the opioid crisis just like we're treating the economic crisis from the hurricane and move on.
The federal government approved $27 million in emergency funds for the opioid crisis earlier this year. That money supports medication-assisted treatments like methadone, buprenorphine, and naltrexone. Substance abuse experts say those interventions have the best chance of success. But some people need longer-term inpatient treatment, and those federal dollars can't be used to pay for it. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.